On September the 1st, 1939, Germany invaded Poland.
I'm Susan Moffat, I'm the director of New Vic Borderlines.
This project, Yizkor, it literally means remember, doesn't it, the word?
Yizkor, it originally was a prayer of remembrance. After the Holocaust, the word took on a new meaning when people realised how much devastation had actually happened and how many of the communities had been lost and the way of life was lost. They started to write down very quickly everything that they could remember about the places where they'd lived, the lost communities of Europe that have been wiped out as a consequence of the Holocaust.
We arrived in Poland, in a place called Auschwitz.
And you've based this play around two people who've worked with you on its creation.
Val and Ibi Ginsberg, they were two Holocaust survivors. Ibi was from Hungary and she was taken to Auschwitz in 1944 and survived with her older sister, but her younger sisters and her mum were taken straight to the gas chambers. And Val Ginsberg, he was from Lithuania, and they met each other in the displaced person camps when he was recovering. They had an ambition to make sure that all of the relatives, the people that they lost, the things that had happened to them and other people were not kind of wiped out and forgotten. It was their way of standing up and resisting the Nazi ambition to obliterate a community from the face of the earth.
13th of August, 1940. Today is a solemn day.
The script is put together from the words that teenagers who experienced the Holocaust directly had written in diaries and letters and poems.
7 decades on from the Holocaust, how do young people react when they watch a performance like that and engage in that story?
It is a story from 70-odd years ago, but actually it's a story of today as well. There's a famous saying that those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. Young people are really strong. They have a very clear idea of what is right and wrong and what's moral. So it's an opportunity for the young people across Staffordshire to think about what can they do to stand up against hatred and prejudice, and in the form that it takes today.